here this morning, we thank God. Amen. For those that are not here this morning, amen. Pray that all is well. Amen. We thank God even for those that are listening by way of web, the website, amen, or the internet. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you listening in. Amen. Whatever time of day it might be that you're listening in. Amen. It's a blessing here to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Yes, it is. Oh, it is a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing to have a thankful heart. Hallelujah. Come on, some things are not going right for some people, but they have a grateful and a thankful heart. Lord, I thank you anyhow. God, I praise you anyhow. God, I give you glory. Might have a little pain in my body, but I give you glory. Hallelujah. Didn't sleep like I wanted to last night, but God, I give you glory that I'm still in the number once again. Father, I thank you anyhow. I bless you in spite of. Hallelujah. I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Somebody else is saying glory be to God. I might not be delivered like I need to be, like I should be, God, but I'm going to thank you anyhow. I'm going to praise you anyhow. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. Hallelujah. I might be undelivered, but I'm in the house of the Lord seeking your face, going after you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I refuse to give up. I refuse to quit. I refuse. You've been too good to me. I've had some ups. I had some downs. I had some ins. I had some outs. I don't know if I was coming. I don't know if I was going. But God, I know where I am right now. And I give you praise. I give you praise this morning. I bless your name this morning. I exalt you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody else is sitting down. Amen. Saying glory be to God. Well, my God, things been done depressed me so bad. But let me tell you, if you were just pressed through the depression, if you were pressed through the oppression, if you were just pressed against, amen, against that which is coming up against you and say, my God, I'm going to give him praise anyhow. My bills might be due, but I'm going to give him praise anyhow. Let me tell you something. Amen. Things might be out of order, but I'm going to give him praise anyhow. I'm going to bless his name. Hallelujah. My whatever is going on in my life does not validate the praises of God, because God is worthy of every praise, every praise, every praise, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The name of the Lord shall be praised. Hey. Oh. Oh. It's on now. It's on now. It's on now. It's on now. Pray. Hey. I praise you. 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 Oh. My neighbor might not want to praise you, but I praise you. I praise you. Oh, oh, I praise you. 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 Done got up in years, but I still praise you. Hey, body don't want to go like it used to, but I praise you. I praise you anyhow. I praise you anyhow. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. You've been good to me. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. Maybe if you hadn't did all that you've done, my God, the praise would be cut off. But you've been too good to me. I can't sit down on you. I can't keep my mouth closed. I can't keep my mouth closed. I gotta open my mouth. I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell it. I gotta tell it. I can't hold this thing. I got to tell it. Woo! I
I gotta tell it. Woo! Oh, Jesus. I can't keep this to myself. I can't keep this to myself. Oh, 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 hey, hey, woo. Oh. You don't understand it. You don't understand it. Woo. You see, I'm still in my right mind. I know who I am. With what I've been up against, I could have lost my mind. All the heartache, all the pain kept me in my right mind. Oh, I thank him for it. Oh, I bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you might have been able to withstand that which he took me through. He carried me through it. He brought me out. He brought me out without a doubt. He delivered me. He set me free. He brought me out. Oh, I'm out of prison. I'm out of prison in my mind. Oh, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. Oh, Jesus. 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 All I had to do is call upon him. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. Oh, I call upon his name. And he delivered. I call upon his name. I call upon the powerful name above all names. Jesus. Jesus, 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 oh Jesus, woo, oh, how I love him, 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 how I love him, I love him, I love him. How I love him, 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 I love him. How I love him, I love him, I love him, I love Jesus. Oh, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. Oh, oh, my way out of no way. My wheel in the middle of a wheel. My shield, my buckler. Oh, Jehovah Nissi, you are my banner, Handala Mosiah. You go before me because you love me.
You go before me. You clear the way, God. Oh, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, Lord. You build a fence around me. Oh, you set me free. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord. I love you. I would serve no other God before you. You are my deliverer. Oh, how I love you. I love you. I love you. You came and set me free from all my misery. Oh, how I love you. I love you, Lord. I praise, I adore you. Place no one before you. I love you, I love you, Lord. I really love you. I'll bless you in the valley. I'll praise you from the mountaintop. Oh, how I love you. I love you, Lord. There's no other place I would rather be than in your protection. Can't you see that I love you, Lord? I really love you. Come on and give him a praise in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Just wave your hand to him. Just wave your hand. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, to you be the glory, to you be the praise, to you be the honor, God. To you be the glory, to you be the praise, to you be the honor, Lord. To you be the glory, to you be the praise, to you be the honor, Lord. To you be the glory, to you be the praise, to you be the honor, Lord. To you be the glory, to you be our praise and honor, Lord. To you be the glory, to you be praise, the honor, Lord. Glory, 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 and praise, and honor to our God. To you be glory, to you be praise, to you be honor. To you be the glory, to you be the praise, to you be the honor. To be glory, to you be praise, to be honor. To you, O Lord. To you, O Lord. To you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless God today. Truly God is good. And he's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, he does. The life of man. Somebody give God. Yeah, Jesus. Somebody give God a clap offering. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God today for being a good God. Oh, he's good and he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For the amen, praise and worship. Amen. This morning. Amen. The praise and worship leaders. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for them. We thank God for, amen, for all of our visitors this morning. We just thank God for just being good. Amen. Thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for, amen. I see Mother Gibson is out. We pray that all is well. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for my own wife. Amen. This morning. Amen. Charlene. Amen. Praise God. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Last Sunday, amen, I believe, amen, we were ministering, amen, we was talking about the importance of the Word of God. Amen. And we're going to continue, amen, talking about the Word, amen, because if it's anything that we need the Word. Amen. So we're going to do, amen, try to do some teaching, amen, this morning about that Word. Amen. We need the Word. Amen. The enemy, you know, I was discussing, amen, I believe it was on yesterday, we got in a conversation about talking about the Word. Amen. The Word of God is the enemy. If it's anything that the enemy is afraid of, he is afraid of the Word of God. Amen. And we, you know, amen, when any time, amen, that you get a revelation. Because, see, the Word of God really is no good to you if you just can read it. Because, you know, I mean, I can read some information out of an attorney law book. But don't ask me to explain it. It's not benefiting to me. Because I can pronounce the words. That's not sufficient. Amen. I'm pretty sure, amen. Now, you probably understand some law stuff because you work in a law office. But you give me a law book and talk about reading them statutes and all that stuff, and please, amen. It's not that I can't learn. It's, I'm gonna have to do something. Amen. I'm gonna have to study. I'm gonna have to really, really study to get an understanding, amen, of what this stuff is in this law book. When we get in the Word of God, we have to get into the Word of God. The Bible says, "In all you're getting, you get and." Because to read the Word of God, to quote the Word of God, like you see so many people in the church want to memorize the scriptures just to be knowledgeable. But they have no clue of what that means. They have no understanding of it. They have no revelation. When you become, amen, when God's word is revealed to you in your spirit, you become a threat to the enemy. And the enemy will try to put in OT. To try to rob you of that word, of that revelation, amen, of the Word of God that you know. When you know what you know, people catch, you ever see some of these children, some of the adults the same way? You know, if you got a set mind, your mind is set on something. And you come and you try to say, no, that's not the way it goes. People could be wrong, but because their mind is set on it, you ain't finna make them budge. That's the way it becomes when the Word of God is revealed to us in our spirit. It ought to be in us so till the only way it get away from us is if we let it go. Amen. You become very dangerous to the enemy when you are a person of the Word. If you're a person of just gossip or just speaking your opinion or what you think or what you feel and all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you something. The enemy will beat you down. He don't care nothing about you. You ain't no threat. You ain't no competition. You ain't nothing to him. But when you got the word of God, I was sharing amen over the telephone on last night. Amen. Amen. Brother Chris, amen. Thank God for him. Amen. I shared with him on how the word is that we first need to understand that whatever God says is true. If we got a problem with the truth of God's word, you got to have a problem and fight me and him. We have to get that down packed within us that everything else is a lie. Even our thinking, our opinion, what we feel, but God is the only truth. God is the only truth. Amen. He's the only truth. And we have to understand this real clearly, that God will not lie to us. The enemy only have one set of armor. That's it. And his armor is deception. That's the same old trick. Devil ain't got nothing new. Might be coming a different way, but it's all lies. Might come a different date, but it's all lies. And we have to learn that when the enemy come and make attack on us, that first of all, he's coming with lies. As long as we keep focus on the word of God, look at your neighbor and say, Lord, help us. Because it's something else. Because we are not just spirit. Because we operate in this body. Many times we have the tendency to cater to the body. Amen. Cater to the body. Cater stuff that we ain't got no business catering. We listen to the lies. We listen at what our body is saying when it's saying something contrary to God's word. We listen at what the doctor say when it's saying something contrary to God's word. Now, thank God for the doctors. But we're living in a time where, you know what, I'm going to tell you something. The Christian, when it comes down to the Christian faith, it's not a high standard with us. It really ain't. It really ain't. Science getting all the glory, you know. Science getting all the glory. Science is. That's who getting the glory. God ain't getting much glory. Because, see, we want to try science before we try God. We don't want to directly try God when it comes to our body, when it say we heal by stripes. We don't want to try God. We want to try the medicine. And then we want to put God in the medicine. God work all through the medicine as if that's the route he has to take because of our faith. I can give a hoot about religious folks, okay? I'm going to tell you the truth. Because I'm exiting myself from being just about religious and just purity law. Science is getting all the credit. And we walk around here sanctimonious, talking all that holy, holy, holy talk. And I'm telling you, you go check our medicine cabinet out. We got more medication than Walgreens. But we want to lay hands on somebody and get somebody else healed. Listen, religious people, keep your voice down in your spirit. Because don't do that while the Holy Ghost is moving right now. I'm telling you, because God wants to set people free that really want to be free and don't want to be religious. walk around religious and ain't got nothing. And then the enemy brings something heavy on you that you really can't handle. And you with your religious attitude. That's what God can't get no glory. We want to make it look like God got the, as if God can't do the impossible. Jesus, man, let me tell you something. Oh God, we so far from it. The scriptures say greater works. Look at what Jesus did. And he says, we'll do greater. What greater? Everybody running the. What greater? Who came to you sick and got a miracle? But they steady running to the doctor. Hello? And you know, and the thing about it, when you pray for them, you praying for them and they ain't got no faith to believe what you're even praying. Because they got that religious attitude. Instead of walking away and listen, we get prayed for. Let me tell you something. Listen, religious people. We get prayed for and we say, give God praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You just went and you walked away with what you came with and you walked right back with it. Let me tell you, when you really excited and glad about, see, we read in the scripture about when Jesus healed these people. He even told some of them, say, don't go tell nobody, because he knew they were going to cut the monkey. He knew that anytime somebody, let me tell you something. I can imagine that woman 12 years of steady bleeding. I believe that woman shook up the city. I believe that woman talked so darn much, religious folks wanted her to shut up. Stop telling everybody that. I can imagine some other bloody bleeding women on the side. They had no faith and wouldn't go hello. And she walk around telling her story and they pissed off and upset because she got her deliverance. She got her healing. And you sitting back jealous. They sitting all back jealous because she done got hers. Mama good to go now. Amen. But the church done lost its zeal. You know, even in the service, people ain't, you know, I don't care how much you try to get the church in order. It's going to flock out of order. Listen, in the old days, Nobody have no respect for the house of God. People have cell phones that go off in the middle of the service. And people sit there and talk. Ain't saying, listen, God, I'll get back with you. Lord, I ain't got time to hear what you're talking about. This is more important right now. Everybody, when it came, God was the voice people wanted to hear. People didn't sit next to each other and chit-chat and talk with your neighbor. That's disrespect. Amen. You don't even go in the courthouse doing that mess. But we'll sit up in the house of God, sit and talk while God is speaking. Because people, see, that's the problem. People looking at Pastor speaking. Well, if you came to hear Pastor speak, let me tell you, you'll never hear Pastor speaking when it's time for me to do. But I got to do it as an ambassador for God. And so folks don't have no respect. So they walk. They act just like, my God, like my God. Some of them just peed before they left home. Peed before the service started. Now the devil got to pee again. and see if your bladder weak and all that stuff. Hey, let me tell you something. I know you got to go, but let me tell you something. God will mess around and heal that doggone bladder. If you determined, I want to respect the house of God. Lord, you got to do something. God, you got to do something about this here. Every time I get ready to try to hear what you saying, God, my bladder get weak. Come on, God, I need you to do something about this. I want to respect your house. But, oh, we will talk. Let me tell you something. In the Old Testament time, those children were taught before they came to the house of the Lord. They didn't come to the house of the Lord acting like monkeys and jumping all over the place and talking and all that stuff. Because let me tell you something. They were trained before they got to the house. And then, see, when they get to the house, you want to beat their brains out because they're doing all that. But, no, you ain't trained them at home. I mean, all kind of. When the service is going on, the Lord is speaking. Mother White, how you doing? Ask Mother White, ask how she doing after service. You didn't call her while she was home and whatnot. What the hell you want to get in the house for and then want to call to my Mother White, how you doing? You lying spirit. You ain't interested in how Mother White doing. You just want to be distracted, used by the enemy. It's disrespect for the house of God. And that's why God can't do what he want to do in these religious places we call the church. And that's why you got that thing from this year and last year and you still got it. Because God can't do nothing with mess. God, many times I've seen in this service, I ain't talking about nobody else's service. Hello, I'm bringing it right home. Many times I see God just want to move if the people would just get on a oneness, good God. And what we don't realize, see, some folks don't want to be delivered. Some folks don't want to move of God. And it's so sad because you got some people want it. And the ones that don't want it mess around and be a hinder to the ones that trying to get it. Let me tell you something. You couldn't be in the Old Testament time. See, we looked at that scripture many times. They talk about, well, God ain't calling no woman to preach. People so upset about that, so don't have an understanding about that scripture. He was talking to, you know who he was talking to? Them wives, you got that right. He was not talking to all the women. He was talking to them wives, them one that talk all the doggone time. Talk to your husband when you get your behind home. You don't even want to talk to your husband in the church, but all of a sudden in the church you want to talk to him. You want to communicate with him in the church. Talk at home. You want to act lovey-dovey in front of everybody, amen, in front of, but when you're home, you're like cats and doggone dogs. You want to come and masquerade and hypocrite and all this and be munchy-munchy, and want to, want to hold hands and all this stuff. When you're home with that nigga, you can't even, listen, you get your hands off of me. Website, the internet listeners, bear with us. But it's the truth. All this pretending. Ain't God supposed to move in your mess? You got an audience now. So now it's time to perform. Well, I got news for you. God ain't interested in your show. God ain't interested in that. All this masquerading. And God ain't interested in that mess. In the meantime, we are a hinder. I've said this many times. God, let me tell you something, because I believe God loves his people. And I have said it in my prayer so many times. God, if there's a whole lot of mess up in here that will be hurt people that come to join this ministry, don't send them in here. Because I ain't with no mess, and I'm going to keep on preaching till the mess get out. Yes, I am. I'm going to keep preaching till the mess get out until or unless in God do something with the mess. Because there are some people that want to live right. There are some people that really love God. There are some people that really want to see Jesus. There are some people, glory be to God, that ain't playing with him. There are some people that's not hypocriting. And it's unfair. And God is a fair God. I don't care what nobody says. God is a fair God. And you can't convince me that God is going to let mess keep on lingering. God going to soon deal with mess. It's just God give us amplitude, time, glory be to God, to get ourselves together. And after a time, period of time, God get tired of your foolishness and God will move you on or do whatever he going to do. Because there are some people that's unfair. The people that want to live right. It's the same way in the classroom. It's unfair for people that want to study and want to be something and want to do something with their life. And you got some that just want to thug. And you got some that ain't going nowhere, don't want to go nowhere. Glory be to God, and trying to be a hinder to those that trying to get somewhere. And it's the same way with you. If you're a parent, you don't want your children hanging around people going to have bad, negative influence on them. It's the same way about my Father God. God ain't going to keep on having us hanging around, amen, people that being a problem and thugging. Oh, hello? There's work to be done. And God ain't finna let nobody stop his work. The Bible said that, listen, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Shall not prevail against it. Amen. Glory to God. The word of God. Many times people not operating because they don't have the word of God in them. People don't have the word of God. They talking it. They don't have it in them. Don't you know when the word of God is on the inside, there is transformation. This is no lie. There is transformation. That's why Minister Edward, amen, I can't do like I used to do because of the transformation. I can't cuss people out. I done said this so many times. I guarantee if my children was to hear me cuss this, what's wrong with daddy? If they hear their mama cuss, ooh, what? Ooh. Amen. Can you say that? I just figured I'd play with that one. Amen. But there's some, listen, and y'all need to repent and repent to y'all children. Repent. Let them know you ain't perfect. You ain't perfect. Amen. And I messed up, baby. But thank God, God did. Children, God will forgive your parents, and you have to forgive them too. Amen. Praise God. Don't make it a habit to keep on doing it either. Amen. Because you're a human being. Let me tell you something. I ain't in no position to condemn you. God don't even condemn you. You the one have to condemn yourself. I might not been cussing or something like that, but you better believe I done hit some mess up in some other areas. Amen. I'm telling you. Some folks just done said it natural. I done said it in my mind. So it's just like you said it. Some people just come on out with it. Some folks got it. Lord, if you can hear the minds of some people, beep, beep, in the mind, beep, got to beep it up, beep. I know that song. That in the mind. Come on, I don't know nobody. I guarantee Jackson had a cuss in his mind going on. Hello. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. But the word is very, very important. And it's very important that we get that word. That mainly that's what we're talking about today. getting that word on the inside of us. That word, listen. There are three words in the Bible that literally destroyed the foundation of Satan, and that can still destroy the foundation of Satan when it comes to you. Tell them again. It is written. Let me tell you something. If you got what is written on the inside of you, let me tell you something. The devil don't stand a chance. That's why when it comes to the word of God, brother Lucius, when it comes to the word, the enemy don't want the believer to read, because you'll mess around and get a revelation. He don't want you picking up that Bible. He don't care if you open it up and put it on your dashboard. Being religious. If that word of God ain't in you, close that book before the sun faded all out. That word got to be inside of you. The enemy, that's why the enemy don't want you to pick that Bible up. See, some folks don't want to pick it up because they say, I don't understand to pick it up. Any man lacking wisdom, let him ask of God, who will give it to you liberally, and he will not upbraid it. He will release that knowledge. He will release understanding. You show God that you are hungry, that you are thirsty for him. He is his word. And you begin to get into the word of God. Read it. God got a way of getting the understanding to you. The devil do not want us to pick up that word. Pick up that remote control. Hello. But don't pick up that Bible. Pick up a VHS movie or DVD. But don't pick up that Bible. Pick up a novel, but don't pick up that Bible. Pick up a book, but don't pick up that Bible. Pick up a magazine, but don't pick up that Bible. Pick up a Playboy, pick up a Playgirl, pick up a jet, but don't pick up that Bible. Pick up an Ebony, but don't pick up that Bible. He do not want you to pick up that Bible. Because if you ever pick that Bible, you get into it. And you ever get revelation of God's word. One of the reasons people don't dare. Let me put people on. Because really they don't revelate who they are. People of God. The devil have no legal right. No legal ground for bothering you. Hello? I don't care what kind of test and trial. I don't care what kind of test and trial is allowed. He has no legal right. But we as religious people, we sit back. I'm telling you, Lord, deliver us from being religious. We'll sit back and read about Job and don't have a clue to what God is trying to reveal to us concerning Job. Do you know a lot of stuff was... But the word of God is written, so especially in the Old Testament, you can learn a lot from it. You can learn some do's and don't. Everybody look at Job, and I hear some people just so, excuse me, but this is ignorant, being very ignorant. And some of you might have said it, but don't say that. Some people walk around and think, well, you know, I guess God allowed me to go through the trials of Job. You might be going through a lot of stuff, but don't say that. Stop that being religious. Stop that. Because you have no clue why Job went through what he went through. And some of what we go through is from what we have been saying, what has been coming out of our lips. A lot of stuff we go through come from a lot of stuff we've been thinking. Job had a spirit of fear that wouldn't wait. Amen. And the very thing that he feared, it came upon him. But the Bible declared that God ain't gave you, he ain't gave me a spirit of fear. But what he has given us is what? Power. He gave us love and he gave us a sound mind. Listen, he gave us power. He gave us love. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. Love, if you got love abiding on the inside of you, you don't have to fear. Because that perfect love will cast out fear. When you got fear working inside of you, when you don't have the love of God, first of all, abiding on the inside of you, it gives you a reason to fear, itchy and irritated. People will irritate you. Love don't have a problem believing. That make mistakes. They are fragile. They are breakable. That's why the scriptures say, don't listen, you can't lean on the arms of flesh. People will fail you, some intentionally and some not, don't mean to, but because they flesh. Some of y'all heard me tell you, I looked for my mama to raise me till I became an adult. And as a child at 12 years old, I feel like, hey, I was upset with her. Because she failed me. I looked for her to raise me to be an adult. And at 12, you depart out on me. Depending on her. And you depart out on me like that. I was upset. That was my leaning post. That was flesh. And that's what we got to realize. That's why you can't afford to be getting mad and upset with one another and all this stuff. The Bible says you can't even trust your own heart. Your heart will change on you. If you're not feeding yourself, your spirit, the word of God, your heart can change. Don't think it can't. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. If you're not feeding your spirit, if you're not doing them things, doing the things to meet the need of your spirit, to keep it strong, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's why the scriptures say the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that endure. The one that keep hanging in there. Doing what it takes to hang in there. Somebody go to running real fast. But you don't know what is going on in the lives of somebody, because we don't all have the same test. We don't all have the same trial. But something is going on. The Bible say, am I my brother's keeper? Our problem is we don't want to keep one another. You just flesh like me and I'm flesh like you. I got faults, you got faults. But if cause I rub you the wrong way, glory be to God, amen, you forget all about. I tell people this all the time. You better believe when you see somebody that's a believer and they acting out of their character, not like God, something is going on. It's the same way with children in the schoolhouse. People want to beat these children. Parents want to beat these children. And all this, they don't have enough knowledge, enough insight of the word of God to know that's what's going on with your child. They don't know. Listen, your child ain't acting out the way they're acting just to be acting. And you just want to beat them and think that's going to solve them. And they get worse. Because you ain't got to the root of what's going on. We have got to the root of what's going on with my sister. What's going on with my brother. What's attacking them that's got them acting this way toward me.
But you just look at my flesh. You just look at one another's flesh. And all you see is what you did and what you done. But look at what we did and look at what we done. And look at how we'll keep on doing stuff. But God still love us. He still love us in spite of. But we humans, we can't love one another. I can imagine many times I just sit back and I would tell you, no, like I sit back and I say, God, I don't know how you look at us. I can just imagine, God, I don't even want to try to figure it out. We humans, we stop in the middle of the street, talk with somebody we see while we driving, holding up traffic, and when somebody do it to us. When somebody do it to us, we do stuff. But when stuff come back and we somebody do the same thing to us, we can't bite the bullet. We can't bear the pain. We can't deal with it. We don't want to hold one another up. We don't want to be intercessors. We don't want to be gap standers. We don't want to stand in the gap for nobody. I was telling your man, I said, you know what, let me tell you something. The devil has blind, B-L-I-N-D, blind the church. Got the church so blinded with them within themselves. Blinded. We have not even begun to tap into what we need to pray about. Because we too doggone busy, self-centered, focusing the prayer on us. And that's why if you can't get your deliverance, you will not get your deliverance. The Bible says, look on the things of others more than your own doggone self. Because see, if you take care of the business, if you take care of the prayer, if you go ahead and do what God wants you to do, not what you want to do, because you've been bought so you say. So the words say you ought to be and you say you're here, but you ain't. Because it's in your action. When you've been bought, it's no longer you. You even pray. When was the last time that we said to God, Lord, what do you want me to pray about? What do you want me to pray? What is it? What is it? It's so, let me tell you something. It's so much going on in our community. It's so much going on in our own culture. It's so much going on in our own nation. But we so busy, we have not expanded in our prayer life. We all self-centered, just want to pray just for. In the meantime, everything else that is going haywire. In the meantime, everything that you need to be prayed for is undelivered. In the meantime. See, let me tell you something. While I'm busy praying for your children, God keep in mind. Because I'm looking on the needs of others more than me. While I'm so busy, while I'm so busy, concerned about my bills, glory be to God, let me pay yours. You hear what I'm saying? So we don't want to put God out there like that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. And we are helpers. Let me tell you something. Except we learn to love one another. Except we learn, glory be to God. Amen. Stop talking this love that we talk. Glory be to God. Amen. Except we do it. Let me tell you something. Don't look for God. Don't look for God to be doing nothing. Because God is love. Don't be looking for God to move in hate because he ain't about that. God is a God of love. And if we're going to make this travel, this journey together, glory be to God. If we're going to both, amen. If we're going to both and all wind up in heaven together, glory be to God. Let me tell you something. You might as well get rid of your selfish, nasty, stinking way. I might as well dump mine. Glory be to God. Amen. And take on the ways of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go about the ways that God say do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Love you. Amen. Praise God. Love you. Praise God. Love you. Praise God. Love you when you're up. Love you when you're down. Love you when I see you acting ugly. Love you anyhow. Amen. Hug you. Glory be to God. Amen. With all this shining. Amen. It's too much doggone shining. Baby, don't wait to get to heaven and call yourself going to shine me. Because you will not be there. if you can't pass by me and hug me now, don't be talking about, no, baby, let me tell you something. If you can't do that, because I don't care, let me tell you something. You all have enough of the love of God in your hearts.
The Bible says, that's one reason why the church can't draw the unbeliever. Because they watch what's going on with the church. They hear what's going on with the church. That I can imagine that stinks to God. I really can imagine. Many times, I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about, those that got the Spirit of God. Many times the Spirit of God is, oh God, because he allowed you to feel him. What have you all done for one another or did to one another that you can't hug one another? What's so humanly that you've done as a human being that you can't speak to one another? It's a reason I tell people, I know y'all don't hurt me, it's a reason I'm a believer that anytime you see a person act out, that's an opportunity to see what you're dealing with. The Bible says you'll know them by the fruit. You're only going to know, you ain't going to know a fruit just sitting there. Sometimes you got to hear what's coming out. Sometimes you got to see it in action, what the fruit is doing, what it's manifesting. Fruit of work or the flesh. And when you see it, it's no opportunity for you to get on the phone and go to talking about people. Because, baby, let me tell you something. You weren't always where you at. I wasn't always where I'm at. So God done elevated me some. Do that give me a right? Don't you know he elevated me so that I can, amen, praise the Lord, to be a blessing so I can, amen, pray. To do a greater work. Not to stay on the same level. He didn't raise me up to be a judge. But to expand in more territory. Amen. To fight bigger demons. If we still fighting this, he talked about me. He looked at me. We still fighting them little demons. Let me tell you something. You ain't ready for them other stuff. That other stuff that way. You ain't ready for that. Look at your neighbor and say, we need the word. The word. God is nothing but love. And we can't say we love God who we never set eyes on. But I see this brother all the time. And I don't love him. The scripture said, if I open my mouth and say I love God, but I can't love humans, somebody he made, something God, you know, don't you know everything that is made, God had a hand in it? Everything he made, God had a hand in it. Did you not know even Satan? Everything, he had a hand in it. So who am I to come against something God had a hand in? But it's my duty, it's my job, amen, in what God had a hand in it. Amen, praise the Lord, because God had a hand in it. I need to have a hand in it because the word says so. Told me to have a hand in it. Well, how did he tell me to have a hand in it? Listen, we help us one to another. Let me help you out. I might not be able to help. I help where God lead me to help. Where I see help is needed. If you acting out a certain way, I know I need to pray for you. I was at a service. Let me tell you something. I ain't sitting there and judge them people. I seen some stuff. I ain't sitting there in the judge them. I sit in there and I pray. I pray. That's it. Because I said, shoot, our service ain't all that. You know, I can't look at somebody's church like, oh, they so out of order. No, ours is too. While I'm praying for this, God has set this house in order. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Listen, let me just, we were talking about the word of God, how we need the word of God. We need the word. Oh, God, do we need it? Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we need the word. Now, I'm going to ask you, if you would, to turn. Help me, Holy Ghost. Where are we going? Amen. We know the scripture said, let me talk a little bit about this here. How the word of God is what? The word of God is what? It's quick. The words that, and see, the devil know that. The devil, listen, the enemy know. Y'all, listen carefully. Listen. I'm telling you. Because if you get a revelation, that's the thing to do. When you ever, the word of God is being ministered, try to always listen. Listen. Take notes. When you leave out of service, go back home and read over it. And I'm telling you, as you begin to read, sometimes, listen. Trust me, those people that know how to receive revelation from God, many times you read, you can read it 15 times and not get a revelation. Right when you least expect it, all of a sudden it unfolds. You go, oh my God. Oh Jesus. You feel dumb because you say, oh, I've been reading this all the time. I didn't see it. It wasn't time for you to get a revelation of it. Because you have to seek. You go to seek him. You go, God, I'm looking for you. I got a situation here. I'm going looking for you. I'm going in the depths of the scriptures. And you read. And you keep reading. God will give you a revelation. I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, the word of God, listen, the Bible says that the word of God, it is quick. The word of God, it is alive. The word of God is so important to us. It's important. That word, let me tell you something. That word is quick, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. That word, the word of God is so alive. And it is so powerful. If you can mess around and get it inside of you, I don't care what organ is acting up. The Bible said that he sent his word. You can send the word to any area in your body. The enemy trying to fight your heart. Baby, let me tell you something. Send the word to your heart. Speak the word, what the word of God says concerning your health. Send the word because it's alive. And that word, Lord, I'm not going to tell y'all yet, but the Bible said he'll take the things that are foolish, and that sounds pretty crazy. You sitting there telling me, Lord, I send the word to my heart. I send 3 John 2. You wish above all things that I prosper, that I be in good, be in health, even as my soul prosper. But baby, let me tell you something. You don't understand that words you say have life. Amen. That word has life. And you got to get a revelation, that thing, that what you saying, it's going to work. When you release it from your mouth, when you begin to speak to your body, and you order your body to line up, I feel the Holy Ghost. When you order it to line up with the word of God, when whatever is going on, speak to it. Speak to your blood pressure. Speak to your immune system. You speak to it. and you give it just what God's word is saying, it will take heed. Do you hear what I said? Everything that we need, God has already provided. God has already taken care of it. It is taken care of. Do you not know? Now, this might blow some of your minds, but listen. Do you not know that the natural is not the real? It's the spiritual, baby. This is temporal. This temporal. But the spiritual is everlasting. That's why I know I'm healed. Because that's everlasting. That can't change. That can't change. God can't change that. He can never change that. He can never. I'm healed. I can give a hoot what the devil tried to do. I'm just as healed as I can be. Because anything that the enemy attack your body with, that's temporary, baby. That's temporal. It's subject to change. But the things that are spiritual, ain't no changing it. The devil can't do nothing with it. That's why he don't want you to get it in you. He don't want you to get that word in you. He don't want you to get that eternal word in you, because it is eternal. The things that are spiritual are eternal. Don't you know? Everything that you see right now in the spirit, in the natural, honey, it got produced in the natural from out of the spirit. You didn't just get it, you know. You didn't just get here. You know who spoke you here? You know who spoke you here? Jimmy just didn't come along to my, where, you know, mom and dad got together and said, well, let's make us a boy. Because they didn't know what they were going to have. Joy just didn't get here like to my, Jimmy and his wife didn't jump up. Sandy just jump up and holler about, well, We let's get us a girl tonight. How many people done come together and try to get a baby and ain't come up yet? Baby, God spoke that into existence. God spoke it. Let me tell you something. It's some children that's still in the spirit right now. They ain't got in the natural. And when God speak it, they'll get here. Oh, yeah. Amen. What's in the spirit is in the spirit. Listen. These pews you sitting on, don't you know that this was spirit before it was natural, became natural? It was spoken. Ain't nobody just jump up and say, pew. It was spoken. It was spoken out of the spirit into the natural. Spoken. Listen. The things that you face with, that's why when the enemy attack your body, that's only temporary. It's subject to change. You got to pull out of the spirit. That's why you got to pull it out of the spirit. Get it inside of you. And it will manifest. Because that which is spiritual, it is eternal. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's so much. It is so much to God. We don't realize. We don't. Don't you? Listen. That's why you got so many different denominations and all this kind of stuff. Because people got their only revelation, but you got to have the revelation of the Spirit of God. You got these zodiac people. Because they understand certain things, they take scripture out of context. Amen. Amen. Don't you know? Look at your neighbor and say, everybody has a star. We do. We see all them. If you look up in the sky, and some stars you can't even see at night, but it's so many stars up there. But whether you believe it or not, you know, each of us got a star up there. Anytime we are born, a star is released. That's what, don't you know, that's why them astrologers was able to look up, them, we call them the wise men, look up and they seen that star. They followed the star. There is so much. I'm not going to go into detail about that, because you'll be surprised why we got all these different nationalities. That's why we can't afford it. We so busy fighting against flesh and blood till these witches and warlocks and the spiritual women is socking it to the church with wicked prayers and witchcraft prayers, socking it to them. That's why the church is struggling and can't go forth. That's why there's so much war going on in the church. Because these folks, these witches and warlocks, they do all kind of stuff. Even the star that you were, that when you were born, the star, they come against your star. Yes, they do. At witches and warlocks at night, while we up there trying to lay down and go to sleep, they know Christians ain't going to pray tonight. Only a few. Get them while they sleep. You laying up there having all kind of torture and tormenting dreams. And get up and thinking it's the Lord tonight. Ooh, I had this dream. Witches done already prayed and sent out forces against you. I know you didn't think God gave you that wicked dream. Hello. That's another teaching. Amen. Anybody learn anything today? Awesome. Listen, give me 10 more minutes. Okay, we need to go to a scripture. We ain't read a scripture yet. All right, I'm trying to get a good scripture I want to read. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, bless God. Turn to 1 John 5, 14 and 15. No, listen, do you know what? This is going to be a short service, because I'm telling you, I'm through after this verse, this scripture. 1 Peter 1 and 23. Let's go there since we spoke a little bit about it. Read it out. Edwards, I heard you. Who was that reading? Read it. Read it again.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible.
Being born again, not of incorruptible seed, but what?
Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible.
Okay.
By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
The word is eternal and produced after its kind. The word of God is eternal. If we would grab hold to the word of God, I'm telling you, the enemy don't stand a chance. Amen. God's word will always strip the enemy. When the enemy has lied to you, God's word will strip the enemy of his lies. But you got to know what the word say. You got to know what the word of God is saying. Whatever God says, whatever you are going through, whatever your situation may be, you find a scripture or some scriptures. Because God got an answer for every problem. Every question, God got an answer. Every problem, God got a solution. But you got to know where to look. and you read, start reading the Word of God. Stop. Listen. Oh, my God. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, if you have not been getting into the Word, you got to get in there. Don't be lazy with it. Find time to study. Find time to meditate on it, on the Word. Find time to praise God. Time, find time to worship God. Find time to just lay out and meditate. You laid out whatever you've read. Just stop. You got to find time in your busy schedule. Cut some stuff. Cut some stuff out of your schedule, because the Word of God is more important than anything. You got to find time to spend with God and just lay out and meditate. Cut your cell phone off if you get calls all the time. Take the phone off the hook. Amen. You don't need no ringing going on. You just need to get before God. Just spend some time with God. Just you and God. Don't accept no calls when you're going to spend time with God. Just you and the Lord. Just you and the Lord. Listen, many of you know what you're going through. You're up against the enemy. You're fighting up against the enemy. God wants to bring deliverance. God wants to set you free. God wants to give you, make you the head and not the tail, take you to the top and not leave you at bottom. But you the one got to do what you got to do. God is not going to make you serve him. God is not going to make us get into the Word. God is not going to, no, God wants us to want him. God wants us to love him. God wants us to, amen, to be willing and obedient to what he's saying. He wants to, things, we want things to change. We want to change, but we don't want to do what it takes to change. And what we don't understand is God's hands, in a sense, is tied up when it comes to his Word. Where he really can't do anything. Because his Word is already settled. There's no going back and taking nothing out and putting nothing in. No, it's already taken care of. His Word is what it is, and it is eternal. It is eternal. Your healing didn't, you know, wasn't for a season. It wasn't for a time that, you know, or a season. It was, no, eternal. It is eternal. Don't you know prosperity is eternal for you and for me? It is eternal. That the devil can't even change that. Well, how do he try to change it? With lies. With lies. It's very important that you understand the Word of God. Don't take the Word of God out of context. Don't be like religious people. One of the reasons why I got rid of that minister board, I'm going to tell you. One of the reasons, can I be honest with you? I got rid of the lead of the Spirit, because God ain't the author of confusion. I got rid of that minister board because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people might not agree, but let me tell you something. I ain't trying to agree with people. I'm in agreement with God. You hear what I say? I'm in agreement with God. And God is not no author of confusion. I got rid of the minister board, and I got rid of the deacon board. Because you know what? It's unfair for the load to just fall on a few people. When everybody's supposed to be faithful to that area. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm for one, I come from a ministry, from under the ministry of Bishop Washington. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And that ministry.